Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.3, Data Visualization Techniques. This lesson is part of Module 3, Core Skills, Tools and Techniques for BI in the Business Intelligence Essentials for Decision Makers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the fundamentals of data visualization, best practices in presenting data, and how to create effective dashboards. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to create compelling visualizations that effectively communicate data insights, enhancing your ability to make informed business decisions. Main content. Introduction to data visualization. Data visualization is the graphical representation of information and data. By using visual elements like charts, graphs, and maps, data visualization tools provide an accessible way to see and understand trends, outliers, and patterns in data. The primary goal of data visualization is to convey complex information clearly and efficiently, allowing decision makers to grasp insights quickly. Effective data visualization is essential, especially in a business context where time is of the essence. It transforms raw data into a visual story that aids in understanding, revealing insights that might otherwise go unnoticed in spreadsheets or reports. For instance, a line graph showing sales trends over time can quickly indicate whether performance is improving or declining, enabling timely strategic adjustments. Furthermore, data visualization helps in identifying relationships within datasets. For example, using scatter plots can reveal correlations between two variables, such as advertising spend and sales revenue. This insight can drive better marketing strategies and budget allocations. Best practices in presenting data. When it comes to presenting data, certain best practices can significantly enhance clarity and engagement. Here are key points to consider. Know your audience. Tailor your visualizations to the knowledge level and interests of your audience. For example, if presenting to a non-technical team, avoid jargon and use straightforward visuals. Choose the right chart type. Different types of data require different chart types. Use bar charts for comparisons, line charts for trends, and pie charts for showing proportions. For example, if you want to compare sales figures among different products, a bar chart would be most effective. Keep it simple. Avoid cluttering your visualizations with unnecessary details. Focus on the key message you want to convey. For instance, when presenting quarterly performance, use a clean line graph that highlights the most relevant data points without excessive gridlines or colors. Use colors wisely. Colors can enhance a visualization but can also confuse if overused. Stick to a consistent color palette that aligns with your brand and ensures that colors are distinct for different data sets. For example, use one color for positive metrics and another for negative ones to quickly communicate performance. Label clearly. Ensure that your axes, legends, and titles are labeled clearly. This helps your audience understand what they are looking at without requiring additional explanation. Tell a story. Utilize narrative techniques to guide your audience through the data. By presenting a clear storyline alongside your visuals, you can enhance understanding and retention. For example, a presentation could start with an overview of trends, followed by specific insights, and conclude with actionable recommendations. By following these best practices, you can create visualizations that not only look professional but also effectively communicate the intended message. Creating effective dashboards. Dashboards are powerful tools that aggregate data visualizations into a single interface, allowing users to monitor key performance indicators, KPIs, at a glance. Here are some tips for creating effective dashboards. Define your objectives. Before designing your dashboard, clearly define what you want to achieve. Are you tracking sales performance, customer satisfaction, or operational efficiency? Having a clear objective helps. In selecting the most relevant metrics, prioritize key metrics. Place the most critical metrics at the top or in the most visible areas of the dashboard. This ensures that viewers can quickly access essential information. Use interactive elements. If your dashboard software allows, incorporate interactive features such as filters, dropdowns, or drill-down capabilities. This enables users to explore data in ways that are most relevant to them. Ensure responsiveness. As many users access dashboards on various devices, ensure that your dashboard is responsive and functions well on both desktop and mobile platforms. Test with real users. Before finalizing your dashboard, gather feedback from actual users. This can provide insight into usability and help identify any areas for improvement. Regularly update content. Ensure your dashboard data is refreshed regularly to reflect the most current information. This is vital for accurate decision-making and maintaining user engagement. By implementing these strategies, you will create dashboards that serve as dynamic tools for decision-making, allowing stakeholders to visualize data trends and insights effectively. Conclusion: in this lesson, we covered the essential techniques of data visualization, explored best practices for presenting data, and learned how to create effective dashboards. Mastering these skills will enable you to communicate data insights more effectively, which is crucial for informed decision-making in a fast-paced business environment. Reflection questions: how can you determine the most appropriate chart type for the data you are visualizing? What strategies can you implement to ensure your audience understands your visualizations? In what ways can you enhance the effectiveness of your dashboards for better decision-making?